Assalamu alaikum.
Bonjour.
I am Lamia Babion. I am a coach, hypnotherapist. I master the art of reprogramming the subconscious mind. Welcome to my podcast, 7 years in Saudi. What is it about? I have one word for you, emotions. After 7 years in this incredible country, I just landed into a new dimension of myself that I was totally unaware of. This podcast is about sharing my experience, a growth experience, into perspective that only Saudi Arabia could bring to my attention. Last week, I told you about the first part of my healing journey. Today, I want to share with you what happened next. There are dates, you know, like no others, that will shape you, that will make you remember them forever. I believe those dates are those which molded my destiny. I believe they were footsteps toward my inner gem, or some would call my purpose or my destiny. January 16th, 2023 was one of those footsteps. I can recall again the feeling of relief and joy when I booked the online hypnotherapy session with Alexandre Lockert. I know now why my heart was feeling that way. And I knew that I took the right decision at that time. I already knew Alexandre, as he was also my professor in the French Institute of Ericksonian and Humanistic Hypnosis. I felt safe with him and was happy to let him guide me through this healing journey. Talking to a hypnotherapist is a bit different from a classical therapist. You don't spend time that much on dwelling on the why is the problem. Even if I was convinced that I was fully goal-oriented, I noticed that Alexandre was smoothly asking me again and again, "Okay, so what do you want?" His job was to make me realize what was my goal, not the reason I was in pain. As a first session, he listened to my situation. I gave it abruptly, and I already had some targets in mind. My first one was to heal this anger issue. And the second most important one was to heal that generational inheritance that I knew I received from my mom. Arriving to a point where the odds were very small that I ended up in the same marriage structure, the same kind of inner feelings, and the same number of kids was unbelievable at first. And I went to marry a guy from a complete different country and culture. I didn't expect to live exactly the same kind of scenario. I tell my story to Alexandre, and he says this: "Our life is the exact perfect reflection of the program in our subconscious mind." No shit. How did it even happen? Well, the answer is in the eyes, not in the ears, guys. My subconscious mind was simply recording how my mother felt, acted, and did, not what she was teaching me. The subconscious mind records what he sees, and he sees feelings too, guys. How do you explain the saying that we cannot lie to a kid? Because they know. My kids knew before me what kind of man was one of my business partners. I remember noticing that they didn't want to say hello to him, stared at him, kept their eyes wide open as signal to him. "We see you, buddy. No bullshit." The kids know instantly what is the heart of adults. This is why when they love someone, it is because they hear his or her inner music. Period. No BS with the kids. I am talking normal, regular kids, not those with deep emotional damage issues that reflect a personality disorder. Anyways, yes, because the disorder can start at a very early age. I saw it, and it is obviously due to the family background, most of the time. In all cases, we print in the brain what we see. Everybody knows that you give better example acting, as you say, than telling what to do. How come that the values are shared from parents to their kids otherwise? Because the values are the structure of the belief system. I believe, so I value that. It structures my emotional system. So if you are coming from a family that doesn't process anger with healthy boundaries and communication techniques, don't blame the kids. They just watch the tree, and the apples never fall far from the tree. Back to Alexander. I was still at the beginning of my training to become a hypnotherapist. At that time, I didn't even know where to go with this skill set. Alexandre suggested a strategy because there were multiple goals, but he suggested to start with the family loyalty issue. This is how he called it. I am loyal to my family, as if a kid by loyalty doesn't want to succeed more than his parents. I am my family. I need their love. Otherwise, I cannot survive. We cannot survive without being loved. This is my biggest discovery. We simply cannot. Love is like oxygen. We cannot live without breathing. Now, we might find love other than human love. It can be the love of an animal. It can be the love of a tree. Vegetals are alive. There you can understand how people feel so fulfilled in nature. It is not because I don't speak tree language that I cannot feel the love of it. How many of you have hugged a tree and felt rejuvenated? It's like hugging a baby. Okay, a baby is much more powerful love giving than a tree. Maybe, I'm not really sure about that. What do you think? We decide together to focus on my relationship with my parents first. Then we will deal with the anger. So we start the technique, and he tells me that he is going to use humanistic hypnosis using a gamma frequency, which means he was going to put me in a hyperconsciousness mode. That was the very first time I tried this frequency. And the thing about gamma frequency is that you feel automatically smarter. You are in a state of mindfulness. You get ideas you wouldn't get that easily otherwise. And I felt super connected to my soul, to my heart. And I saw brightly the images in my mind. I was super focused. And the icing on the cake is about the energy I felt. I was feeling super enthusiastic. Like the sun has popped up in my chest. During this session, he asks me to bring my parents next to me. And he gives me time to say in my mind what I needed to tell them. Everything I felt. Everything that was on my chest. And he asks me what kind of attachment is physically bonding us. What did I see? And I saw two big ropes tightly knotted with both my parents and me. And I had a prisoner weight on my foot, by the way. So he made me listen to what they had to say about my feelings. The point was to arrive to breaking this bond of suffering that linked me to both of them. This memory of suffering had no more room to stay if I wanted to change my life. So I asked them to set me free and to let forgiveness take place.
Yeah.
Then the ropes were cut by me. I untied the ropes and I broke this bond that I had with this weight in my foot. And then I could see my parents live. My father left happily and my mother left very peacefully. At that time, well, my father was already dead. So seeing him was really emotional for me. Everything took part in my imagination. My eyes were closed. I was sitting on a chair facing my Zoom session with Alexandre, who was just guiding me with the symbolic meaning of what I saw. He could drive me to places in my imagination so that the emotional reparation could take place in a favorable process, in a smooth process. It took less than an hour, and we agreed on continuing in another session the next week. I remember that I felt completely different during the two next weeks. At first, I felt tired, as if I did a huge workout. I needed rest. I needed to slow down a bit. Working on a quantum level, as this is it, you change the structure of your quantum field. As now science has proved it, we all are energy. And quantum is simply the nuclear part of each part of our energy. I decided to change the narrative of my subconscious. Consequently to that, it led me to feel free of emotions that weren't mine, only those I lived with. I had the choice to feel differently. In the second session, I wanted to work on the financial part. Remember all the embezzlement, all the stabbing, and all the financial difficulties I ended up being with. And I would call it the desperate wife syndrome. Broke and still carrying, working for no income. And I know some people will recognize this kind of feeling. And my surprise is that we did the same. In a gamma frequency mode, he asked me this time to bring all the women of my family. And we ended up calling till my great-grandmothers. Because guess what? They all had the same issue than me. What a coincidence. So I asked them to free me from this burden and ask their permission to let me feel differently and live my life differently without all this struggle and suffering. I could see and feel my grandmother, Aisha, my father's mom, who had, listen carefully, 17 pregnancies and a very difficult life. She lost so many kids. And though she was extremely intelligent and known to be very beautiful, I could see how proud she was to see me do that. I could feel the blessing of all those ancestors. And that session was also very emotional. Now, I was feeling really lighter. I can feel something has changed in me. I do not know what, but it is undeniable. There is a smell of hope around me. Comes the third session. It is time, Alexandre says. Let's deal with the anger issue. This time, he starts the session and I feel my body moving without my consent. I know it now. When I go into a theta mode, an Ericksonian hypnosis, my body, or parts of my body, moves unexpectedly. My head can turn, or my right arm starts lifting up. When I'm in this altered state of consciousness, it is common to acknowledge physical signs of trance. They are also in the gamma frequency, but not the same uncontrolled moves. In this state, Alexandre wants to change an emotional memory. And it can be quite impressive with the theta mode. The humanistic hypnosis, especially with the advanced symbolic therapy techniques, it is very efficient as a psychotherapy process. So I go in this theta trance, and Alexandre asked me to go see my inner child. So I meet my younger me, a child who appears red, super angry. And he asked me to talk to the child and try to understand why she is in this emotional state. So I go talking to the child, eyes closed, always in my mind. I listen to her. She tells me that nobody listens to her, that she can see that they are jealous and that they don't love her. I could feel with this statement, the don't love her part, she is speaking about conditional love. This is the magic behind the ASC mode. You know deep in your heart what emotions are involved. You feel the emotional memory, so you understand what it is at stake. This is the point of mindfulness. When you meditate, it is to reach that kind of consciousness, to be in touch with emotion that give you that awareness. The moment you acknowledge those feelings, calm comes back. Peace comes back. Serenity comes back. So I took the child in my arms, told her I love her, after listening to everything she wanted to tell me, as I would do with my proper child. I told her that she was safe, that she could count on me now, and that I was here for her. She could count on me now. I played with her. I changed her clothes. I took care of her as if she was my own kid. And she became normally colored. I hugged her again and let her go. At the end of the session, I realized that this inner child didn't have the chance before that day to be heard by any adult. And those feelings kept on adding up, like a bill that you never take care of. It's like an emotional debt that stays buried inside of you, inside of your body. It was there for so long, and it needed to be cleared. It needed just a few minutes of ASC mode to clear the bill, reset the program, and start back again. At the end of the session, I am feeling satisfied, as if the job has been done. This is it about hypnosis. You ask for a change. You ask the permission of your subconscious mind to change the emotional memory. You ask him to do it safely, comfortably, easily, and always in your best and highest good. The technical word for that security button is using a fuse. As for putting safety in the house electricity system, you don't need any of that safety in the gamma frequency mode. If you are tuned well into it, you will never suppress, for example, a symbol that is not safe for you. And either way, if you are not in the AEC mode, there is no impact. It's like asking ChatGPT, go find me a solution to that problem. Except that the human brain is so much more complex. With 100 billion neurons connected, the human brain surpasses way far more than any artificial intelligence. Thus, asking such a powerful computer to find solutions gives you a chance to save a lot of time. And time, we will agree, is our wealth in this life. What do you think? You got time? You are rich, my friend. You got health and time? You are the richest man on earth. I weigh my words very carefully. In this optic of clearing, as simply as that, your suffering, your emotional wounds, choosing the level of confidence you want to reach, well, then you understand that there is only one thing you cannot get back. It's time. Let's say you are in a quite good shape. Mental and physical well-being is on your hands. You can control it. You can't control time. So the choice of how I use that time is crucial to what outcome I want in my life. Do I want to keep struggling, feeling the pain of an invisible missing arm, or do I want to build my dream life? One thing that my sweet Saudi has brought me to consider and to understand better is the notion of patience. At some point, patience has brought right to me the exact experience I asked for to understanding my inner engine. I will tell you why. Right after the third session, I remember it was a Wednesday evening. Then the Friday morning comes and I wake up in a very sad mood. For a whole day, I kept crying. I couldn't restrain myself from crying. And that was the emotion behind the anger. Grief was underneath the anger. It was a special week. Right after I had the most incredible experience when joining a class of flamenco in my favorite gym. This had led me to discover how powerful the human mind could be. I will tell you more about it in a very special episode, very soon. This time with a special guest, a Saudi lady, who has opened a new perspective to the healing process I chose to go through. Thank you for your attention and have a wonderful day. I love you all. I am Lamia Parion. I am a certified coach and hypnotherapist. I will be happy to tell you another story in my next episode about my 7 years in Saudi, my dearest Saudi. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for your subscription. I love you all. I wish you a wonderful day.